To be this Aleph and his goddess, and to be able to be this Roman on a whole different level. But as Hashem, it empowers us and gives us the Kayah to be able to go out from the goddess to him now. Not only if you're learning Arizal on Parshas Shmos, you have the school of the Arizal. Arizal means when you learn the words of the Chumash, when you read Vatar Yisha Vatelet Bein, every word of Parshas Mos, every word of Parshas Me'era empowers the Neshama. Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum of these Parshas are Me'alu Me'era Me'kreches, what it does to the inside of a person. But we want to focus in on two Nekudas. One Nekuda, physical world, and another Nekuda, being able to be established on the same as the Goyal of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, Batar Yisha Batelet Ben, Batera Oisai Kitoiku. As Frank the Medrash, when every baby is born, the mother thinks he's the cutest thing in the world, and not they like him. What does it mean? Vatara is the Kitayu. Zog the Medrash, Nisbale Habayis Kulo Oyva. Now, there's a big question. There were many tzaddikim that were born. And they were very special people. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, big tzaddikim. It wasn't Nisbale Habayis Kulo Oyva. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the smaller Abayis Kulo. What was the yichud of Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the specialness of Moshe Rabbeinu that was the smaller Abayis Kulo? As the Shlach HaKadosh, over here says something very powerful. The mile of Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu was, the Malamed Torah the Klal Yisrael, the Makabal Torah in Har Sinai, and the Malamed Torah the Klal Yisrael. Torah is Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah of. And he says, Ve'araya, the Ar of Moshe Rabbeinu was chutzpah, it was hidden. When did it come back? It says, after Matan Torah, it was Karin Ar Anah. The Ar of Tzilas Leidasai came back. That's the Karen Ar Panav of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mikan is the Limud Gadol to all Talmidei Chacham. That every Talmud Chacham could be zeicha to this beautiful Ar, Ar Gadol of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Neshama that's the most. The Makabal Torah of the Hatzah of the Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av, the Limud, the Kol Talmud Chacham, the Kol Mishiyesh Lo Shaychus to Torah, what Torah does for a person. Or is Torah. And it's Nirmaz in the Baladurim also over here. He says that there are five tagim on the word test. Keneged Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And that is. It's a tag, it's a tester. Lametcha, what Torah does to the person. This R that was known as the bias, what does it mean? It means Moshe Rabbeinu was a light bulb. When he was born, he first lit up the night. You know, he lit it up. That's what it means. Zav Tishlo HaKadosh, the R that was born with him was the Arhat, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu was Gonzal, who is Tzaddikim. The Medrash in Parshas Tanpuma says, where was a Kaddish Baruch Hu Gonzal? In the Torah. As because he was the Milas HaTorah, as a Mela with him, was Melech the Ar HaGonis. And that's the Remez as a Tatsvinoi. Right after Kitoivu, the Tatsvinoi. As it says, when the Ar was Livra in Tfilas Voracious, Hashem was Matzvin. That's the Tatsvinoi right afterwards. Atkan Ivrei Hashem. Why was that Kaddish Baruch Hu Matzvin, the Ar HaGonis? Why couldn't Hashem let the Ar HaGonis work in the world? Why was Hashem Matzvin? As Rashi brings in Medrash Mazal, because the Hanah from the Or is so good, Ein Kedai L'Rishoyim Lehenis Mimeh. As the Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it away. This is a very powerful lesson. You hear from so many people that you look at Rishoyim and they have it so good. They enjoy life so much. And we're not only talking about the Rishonim that are good. The Rishonim of the Eruvah, but I give you two. It looks like that they're enjoying life so much. They have it so good. And it looks like that Ki'ilu, the Bnei Torah, the ones that are Moisei Nefesh to be honest in business, they don't cheat, they don't steal, they live simple life. It looks like Ki'ilu, they have a much harder life. And the other people have it so good. The Beirun Chal writes in Das Tunis, that's going to be the Nisayan before Mashiach comes. You're going to see a ribui of Shefa, a ribui of Taifu. And many times I hear people say, like, it's not fair. Why do they have it so good? Why is this Russian Muslim selling drugs and living a life like a prince and a king? Why is this killer the head of the mafia? Why is he? Why Bechuvet? People feel this like something not fair. As the honest truth is it's true, it's not fair. If that would be the truth, that they're living up life more than us, it's not enough. You're right, you deserve the best, because you learn Torah and you're showing the Torah reasons. Aye, but they have it so much better than us. As that's what this Or HaGonis is coming to teach us, the most powerful lesson in life. Whatever they have is nothing, nothing compared to what's in store for Elu HaMeleh BaTorah. Elu who learned Torah BaMeleh, who worked to learn, and who worked very hard to learn. And not just they work for an hour, and they learn for an hour, and they give themselves a pat on the back. There's no one like them in the whole world. They really work. I'm saying how long, every person is different, but they really work, they really try, they really put in effort. For every rega of effort you put in, the aura that you zeicha to of Or HaGonis she'ein kamayu b'chol ha'olam is really bright. As Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Makabel HaTorah, he's the dugma of that beautiful aura. L'havdil Elfei Alafim by the Goyim, they look up to the biggest millionaire. That's what I want to be. That's what they have on their t-shirts, the biggest rappers and the biggest singers. It's their living life. You walk around, you see them with Munda pictures on their shirts. Weird people. Yeah. Who is he? Looks like a Meshuggah. Especially his haircut, his tattoo. He's very rich. That's the... I'm not saying Yeshiva Bachman should walk around with t-shirts with Moshe Rabbeinu on the shirts. It's not what I'm trying to get. But it should be like they have a Musri, a Dugma of someone. One time I saw there was someone working in one of the stores here. He had a picture of a soldier. He asked him, who is that? He said it was one of the Chayalim that were Nifter in the war. He was a very big boy, you know. This is what I want to be when I grow up. It's very nice. There's a dugma. There's someone we see. There's someone we look up to. That he's like, Toif. As the Pasuk tells us who he is. Atar Oizoi Ki Toifu Moshe Rabbeinu.
He is toined.
And he's going to be Zayda to toin Shein Kamayu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is someone. Zot the Chafetz Chaim, the Yitzchak Yisrael. He wrote a sefer to people who had kidnapped his children, and they were taken by the Russians to the army. As he wrote a sefer for them to save them. And he wrote that they should try to learn whatever they can, whatever they knew by heart. They should keep a shaychus to Torah. And he writes about Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, don't think it's only Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says there was someone in Amora who was about Tshuva, Mar Ukva, who when he went into the Beis Medrash, he was Lizdiv Lei Kibar Bacha. He had the same shine of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Eretz the Chavetz Chaim, it's something you don't see in this book. Because if you would see it, everyone would chop it. But believe me, you're going to shine bright for every word of Torah, for every Amedas Batayra, Limudea Hashmirea, that you have. And that's a powerful message for all of us in the Gullus that we're in now. The Gemara in Baba Basra, that Pesach is being very powerful. The Gemara says, V'gabei Stafis, Abimeir Kikokhovim. People who are Matzniki Arabin, they speak at big events, and they mo'er people to be Shaymer Torah Mitzvahs. Kikokhovim. But who's going to be the brightest light in the Olam Haba? The Oyevav, he says, Hashemesh Bibhurasai, is Hani Rabbona. People who are Mekusha to Torah. Torah is Me'alu Me'eva La'ko Le'olam Haba. It's talking about people that were Mekayim that have to, did what they were supposed to. There's like a big in Olam Haba. But there's Minus and Madreis. This is the first of Talmud Torah. Like it's a Or Rodo, and it's a Or Shekhspina Yitadiki. As mitoich cheshkas Mitzrayim, in the worst time in Gullus, who's born? Moshe Rabbeinu. The R, which is in every Gullus that we're in. And that's the limud, in the Gullus we're in now, we could also make R with Torah. That's the avodah of Torah, that's makadosh, that's meraymeh, and that will lift us up out of R. Gullus that we're in now, whatever Gullus we're in. Because that's one of the messages of the parsha. That even mitreich Gullus, even mitreich Choshech, the R is there for us. And one of the big ways to be mechaber to the R is to be mechaber to Moshe and the Torah. But that's one of the we want to focus in on one more. In the Gullus that we're in now, many of us feel it's so hard. We're overwhelmed. That void that we have to do, the basics, is nishpashim. In fact, you see that there are people that are giving up, doing crazy things to give up, committing suicide, hear a story, another story. People give up. What does it mean? People have starts. People are really have a hard time. Crush it when you hear a story. It makes a ratio in you. Like, where the door is holding, what's going on? People are struggling. There's crush it. On the outside, everything is good, everything's fun, everything's dandy. I love it. It reminds that people have struggles. People are working hard. They're being light. The challenges are great to everyone. That's one of the biggest things that cause a person to go down when he has a challenge is he feels he can't do it anymore. It's too much. He can't handle it anymore. Ali Bakr that he spoke to when they were 17, 18, they were in top yeshivas and they burned out. They couldn't handle it anymore. They were tops, but the pressure was too much for them and they fizzled. They gave up. How many people given up on different areas of Avodas Hashem, in different nekudas, and they said, I tried, I've worked. It's not me doing it for everyone, whatever goes inside them. But that's the Yetzer Hara. One big Yetzer Hara is give up. another big Yetzer Hara is, we live in a world where we're so exposed to what looks like Toivus Olam Hazeh. So, you could be a Yid, and you could have a Gishmaka life in a lot of different ways. As the Nisyanis are tremendous because we look around at Yidin, and it looks to us like there's many ways of having a good time, even if you're not Kudesh and Yisharim Samtei Lev. There's other ways to be very happy. As it's hard for me learning, it's hard for me to do music, and the other way looks like you could be very, very happy. As this is the Avodah of Golus. Very important. This is a very powerful message, Klal Yisrael from the Golus. The Mitzrayim saw the Yid, and they wanted to get rid of the Yid. As what did they do? They were Oivid Behem B'Perach. And they said that if they're going to be Oivid Behem B'Perach, as they're going to be with Mayim. As the Pasuk says, Kasher Yanu Oisai, Kein Yirba, Kein Yirba. Zok Rashi, the Medrash says, the Goyim said, we're going to be Mamayim Klal Yisrael. The Zok the Zoya Haroi is connected to the Yetzirah. What does the Yetzirah do? He puts on you to learn is such hard work. To be honest, to be shayim b'tayru mitzvahs, to watch your eyes, to watch your mouth. It's such hard work. And that's the kayach of the Yetzirah in Golos. He puts on us the old covenant. Of a paru says, I'm going to be ma'ana oisam, and I'm going to be ma'ayim. And the Ruach HaKodesh says, kasher tan oisam, kein yirve, kein yirve. Yidin, when you push them to a corner, they perform at a different level. They lift themselves up to a different height. Kein yirve, kein yirve. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the matzah, the Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, he thought it was all over. He thought, how are they going to be able to be with Gaber? These two of them were Oyim V'Noira, worse than the cave in Hamas in Gaza. Oyim V'Noira, the Yisurim that they had a lift to. And they didn't have any therapists afterwards. It was Poshid, Nish Poshid. As Hashem was Megalatim in a snare, that the Ish burns and it doesn't burn the snare. Zof the Medrash Rabba, Lelamed Lemoshe Rabbeinu. As much as you see the Koichas Hara, the Koichas in the Bria, are Eisha Boyeris. It looks like it's going to burn up Klal Yisrael. Of the Shiteda, Hasne Eimeno Bua. It's not going to go away. Of the Loizu Bilvad, the Hatzlocha of Klal Yisrael is going to come from this Yisgavus on the Yetzer. When they're trying to oppress us, when the Yetzer Hara is making it hard for us, if we believe in ourselves and we pick ourselves up and we work, as if then we are going to be Matzliach and Mafriach in a way that we couldn't have been before. As the hardships of Golus, the hardships of our Yisurim are what's going to make us and what's going to lift us up and build us. If we go with the attitude that it's too hard, I don't want to work, I want to give up, it's too hard for me, I'm going to look for simcha in other ways. I'm going to Zoldafna in the store near, I'm buying wine Friday night, Vizel. I give up. You're not going to be happy. You have a couple of moments. You're inside, you're going to be a mess. It's really going to work. The only thing that's going to keep you happy is when you work. When you keep on trying. When you keep on going. Or else, you're going to put yourself into a life of Gehenna. In Olam Hazeh, in Koshi, in Olam Hazeh. The path is so clear. It's so paved for us. That the Golus we're in now is what's going to bring us up and help us to grow if we go with it. Now, we don't have to be what we left. I'm never going to be a Golus. Okay. You don't have to be Moshe Rabbeinu. It's one in millions that are Moshe Rabbeinu. but you have to be yourself. And you have to grow yourself into what you could be. You have your own agonis, which is put away from you. Your target that are waiting for you. Your specialness that no one in the world could have. And that's through your agonis and your journey. As that's the message of the Parsha, which is the deep message of us. Zot Disfasemes, the beginning of the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moyne Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Klal Yisrael are Nimshel Kochavim, that Hashem is Moyne Yisrael. A Kochav is Meir Balayla. Klal Yisrael was going to Golis. They could look at the Yisrael of Golis that I'm lost, I'm bare, there's no hope for me. As Hashem is telling them, this Choshech is going to turn you into a Choychav HaMeir. If you're Miss Aleph, you're Miss Reiner, you keep strong. You hold strong. Kasher Yana Oysoy, Kein Yerbe, the Kein Yifrot. We're going to hold strong together and keep on trying. As then we'll be Miss Aleph and Miss Reiner together from all the Gehaites. That's the Kriya HaMereres Eses Mar. Yocheved was born when they came to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim of Beer. She couldn't have been born at a different time. Why Dafka, when they came to Mitzrayim, Yocheved was born? You know how hard it is to have a baby when you're traveling? Parents with big tzaddikim, it was very hard for them, this experience. It's coming to teach us a powerful lesson. We're heading to Golis. The Eim HaGoyel was born the Shas we crossed and we nichnas into Golis. The Lamedcha what Golis is. Golis is Gula. It's to help us to grow. Correct the Al Shech HaKadosh. Why in the world, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and is good to us, why does he torture us? Why do we have to go through so much pain, so much torture? He says, usually, it says what chet they did to get the golus. The Moshe, Korban by his Rishon, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayah, Yishmit Yisdomim, Gemara and Yuma, Korban by his Sheni, Sinas Hino, as golus Bovel, golus Edom, it says the reason. By Mitzrayim, it doesn't say what the Yidin did. As there is some version that look for what the Yidden did, but the Torah doesn't write it. Why isn't the Torah write it? Why isn't Chazal, which Russian Gemara's talking about? Zot the Al Sheikh is coming to teach you a very important lesson. Olam Haba is Nikra through work. Yisurin is work. It's the way we grow. It's the way we shine. Lavoida, the work we put into doing the right thing, that's what's going to build us and make us into what we are. Because that's where Matan Torah was created in Yetzias Mitzrayim. At Heichan Advar Megiyim, Yisrael wanted to come before Matan Torah. The Medrash said, you didn't work in Mitzrayim, you can't come to Matan Torah. It's the preview, it's the way to get to Matan Torah. Olam Haba, Torah, Nikved Yisrael. As that's the limud, the Doros, Parshas Shmos, a very deep limud to all of us, a message that we really need to take into our heart and live with, that our avoida, our Hisdabros, is what builds us, builds the light of the future, and builds us for the future. And it's in our day-to-day life. Every hour we're learning, every word we're learning, every tefillah we're mechaber, every time we have tikkun amidus, we're good to someone. Instead of saying something bad about a person, we keep quiet. We help people. We help our parents. We help others. Every rega is a or gadol she'ein kamoyu. That's the chizik of Parsha Shemos. In the choshech of Golis, to have the latest ha'or, the latest ha'gula, in the choshech of Golis, to know where kochavim ha'meirim v'lamim. That's the two biggest ayahs that we have from the parasha. As much as they come and they want to be there for us, Hashem protects us, and Hashem is there for us, and Hashem builds us. That's what helps us do the colors right now. Very important, don't give up. Keep on going, keep on trying, keep on pushing. Doesn't happen right away, but it will happen. That's the message of the Parshas for us, to take out deep inside of us, to keep our chizuk and to keep going in the galus we're in now. And Hashem is with us, and the galus won't be mechala us. We could raise above and beyond it, just like Klal Yisrael did in Mitzrayim. Those are the two points, the mind of Torah and to be mechazik ourselves, to have the koyach to be mishaber together, over the mishayos we have, not to give up, not to be mishatzim, to keep on working and keep on trying, and the esh won't be mechazik. Fear ice is a very interesting chassidish sefer. They say those are both from the Pesha. The first obvious litvish of the Siddisha angle. He says a very interesting nekuda in that which the Eish is Eina Machala as a smed. He says a teeth type. He says there are many yin that feel, if I'm going to be a master, if I'm going to be Shermat Torah Mitzvah Karai, it's going to ruin me. I'm not going to have a good life. I can't handle it. It's destroying me, Yiddishkeit. The pressures that I have from Yiddishkeit, the pressures that I have from learning, the pressures that I have from the outside. I'm not myself. I can't enjoy life. It's taking away from me. As people feel, ki'ilu, that the Eish of Torah is destroying them. The Eish of Torah is bad for them. It's taking away from them their handos. It's taking away from them who they are. It takes away my yichud. I want to be special, I want to have certain things, and Torah is depriving me. It's burning me up. And that was the gila, that the esh of Torah, it doesn't burn the snare. If anything, the esh is not taking you away. It's coming to build you in a new way, that you're going to be zeicha to much, much more. It's not what you think. And if it is what you think, it's because you don't understand it properly. You're not doing it properly. You have to work on yourself and soul search, that it shouldn't be too much lachas, too much pressure on you. You should do it in a healthy way. You should do it in a way that's good for you. Because Torah is docheh darchei noyam b'chol yisivaseha shalom. The ways of the Torah are beautiful. If we maharis it, it looks like it's burning us, it's destroying us. But the real Torah is beautiful. It's me'alu me'eber in yoyfi, and it's Torah. And it's building with it. As there's two fires, there's the fire of when a missile hits a building, that it destroys it. And then there's the fire of when you're burning the cement to build a new building. The question is, have you look at Torah and mitzvahs? It's destroying me! Or, it's building me. As of the best, that's the message of the Eish was boyer in the snare, and it didn't burn the snare. It's coming to teach us what looks to us that there's angels in Yiddishkeit and Torah and mitzvahs that are consuming us. It's not. If anything, it's the gilui of the Geula HaSira, which is the gilui of what we could grow and build together. It's a very powerful message to the Dor of the living now. I finally understood in the Bakan Arizal. I want to share it with the Dor. It's one of the most famous Arizals I'm not 18 years old, not 23 years old. It's been a long time for this chance. That Rizal says the tikkun of Dor HaMitzrayim was for the Dor HaMavon. That's a famous idea. So the Chatayim of Dor HaMavon was the tikkun of the Dor of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That said in our music. And it's all true in our crusade and in learning the day of the soul. One little shot, you see the way we learn today, explain the reason. We see a Dor HaMavon. What happened to the Dor HaMavon? What made them go off? Riboy Shefa V'Toiva. The Medrash says, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin said, there was a Toiva She'ein Fidiv Masar. They weren't making Pesach, they were going to Orlando, Florida for Pesach. They weren't working to make clean the house, the maids cleaned the house. They didn't have simple food. They had the Shmaka restaurants, they were eating out, they were partying, they were enjoying life. Ribui Shefa is Goyim many times. Ribui Pirkus and Taiva. That's where it comes from. And that Riza is Tikkun the Rani Taiva, because it's a Tikkun for that Dor HaMavon. But why was the Tikkun in Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Fiat Bar and the Elu, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Yisturin that are Mimarik, that are Megadol, that keep us away from running after Taiva's Olam Hazeh. And build us to have more meaning in life. As Bizman Hazeh, we have the Nisayim. Which Dor are you in? Buy a smartphone and you're in Dor HaMavon. Kol Taivus. Kol Anos Olam Hazeh. That the Dor HaMavon have, you have on that day. Or if you don't have a smartphone, your Shiva Bakal, go to Kapoor. Mexico. You also have the same thing. You'll find another way. There are ways to get around it. And then there's the Dor Mitzrayim, the Elu She'oivdim, Ramelim, Umus'alim. That's the Nisayim of the last Dor. What is good for you? What's the fight in our dog? The fight is to convince the Bacher, what in the world is good for you? What do you want from life for yourself? Where's the Ikka Milchoma? Tyrant Gdula is a Shrach. It's a flum way of saying, I want you. But what do you want? What's your Shifa in life? That's the Milchoma. The Milchoma of Ra, Mi'umas, Dor HaMavon. The Dor Yetzias Mitzrayim. And one more time, we have a Gula coming up. And just like in Mitzrayim, there are people we left behind in the Gullus. As if they don't do tshuva, we're going to leave people behind in this Gullus too. So let's hop on together. Let's be misaking what we're supposed to be misaking. And let's realize what we have to do to bring Gula for us, to bring Gula for us, to be with Allah and to build a future together. That's the Tikkun of Yimei Shreya.